Do you remember our Taiwan spiritual trip where we visited Zhongtai Chanshi? Do you know what was written on their leaflet? What was the main reason for that monastery to be built? It was told to us that every year millions of people will come and visit this place. Then what do they look forward to? Yes, the Bodhi mind or Bodhi thought. To plant the seed of Bodhi, to arise the Bodhi mind, Bodhi sing, to go the Bodhisattva way. Cultivators and visitors to their place, their way place, only have to develop the faith and condition to arise that first thought or single thought of Bodhi to walk this way. Then the world will never be lacking in all the great beings. Because it all started with that single thought of Bodhi. It's just this single thought of Bodhi to realize enlightenment. Then one must have the faith, perseverance, and compassion to walk this way. I will connect all this understanding to the Bodhisattva precepts and these vows. The Bodhisattva precepts and the vows are very important. The initial precepts and the vow can already take you along. But later on, as you walk this way, you will know how to modify all these basic vows to suit. And you can also include all the special vows that your nature has. You will come to understand all this later on. That's why every Bodhisattva is different. Every Sammasambuddha is different. But the four basic vows of the Bodhisattvas are basically always the same. And they complement the three types of pure precepts which the Bodhisattva takes.